Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you to say thank you. So I need you to be in receiving mode like you're getting a gift at Christmas. Is that what you like? Interesting. Very good. Well, I need you to be in receiving mode because sincerely, we're about to bring a couple hundred young people to your place in 2 weeks' time. And before we touch anything, I want to say thank you. Thank you to Matt and to the school and to Renia and to the church. Thank you for letting us come and bring some young people to help them to worship the Lord, to help them to serve in the community, and to help them to grow in their knowledge and their relationship with Him. So thank you. Did you receive that? Yes? Okay. Excellent, excellent. Well, to give you a little bit of an idea, Paul, are you ready? To give you a little bit of an idea of what it would look like, here is under 2 minutes of your attention of a video to show you what it will look like. A little visual of thank you. That's what last year looked like, and we've got youth groups coming from your church and from other churches on the coast, some from Sydney and as far away from as Dubbo and Blaney. So this will be fun. It's, as Sue said, it's in the second week of the school holidays, Tuesday to Saturday, and for those of you who aren't coming full-time, we'd love you to come in that week at some stage, and especially at night. These will be open, public, free meetings to come along to worship, to grow, to be encouraged in the Lord together. So we'd love you to come Tuesday through to Saturday nights in here. It will be fun. And there's going to be, also as I said, there's going to be ways to serve during the week. So we're talking with local churches and community groups and even a group called Hammond Care, who've got a site in Woi Woi and Erina, and they're going to bless and be with people who are a bit older in life and to encourage them. Things like that, and there's painting and there's gardening and just other ways to serve during the week, because this year for us is all about walking alongside, as the theme says. It's all about bringing that renewal to the community through the young people, because we want them to experience what it's like with Jesus to bring good news to others. That's what brings us joy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Yes. Well, 24 years ago, I went to a Christian bookstore, and because I was in charge of trying to find music. How old were you 24 years ago? Mine is what? Well, I had to, one of my jobs, I was a youth pastor in an Anglican church in Belrose, and I had to find church music for the church. And my church was a bit competitive with its music. I don't know if it is here. I'm sure it's not here. But where I was growing up, it was like, we're C3, no, we're Early Hillsong, no, we're this and we're that. And I was like, oh, honestly. Anyway, typical Australians. So went on to this Christian bookstore to find some music and pressed play with some headphones on
things called CDs when the dinosaurs roamed. And the song that came up was the song that we sang just before, The Heart of Worship. I'd never heard the song before, and this little guy called Matt Redman from Soul Survivor in the UK wrote that song. And he wrote that song because the church was trying to get close with God, and they tried the lights, they tried the PA, they tried to mix it up with the band, and it wasn't cutting it. And so they sacked the band, and you had to rock up to church with no band. How would you cope?
Fine.
Well, this church in the UK was known for pumping out worship CDs for Jesus. So to sack them was a kind of ironic thing to do. But they did it because the heart had gone out the door and they were mucking around with aesthetics. So Matt Redman got sacked. And after a few weeks of rocking up to church and trying to worship God without a band, you were getting angry. Like, this is not church. So people would come in and go, oh, they've not done it again. I'm leaving. I'm going. And they did. People left the church because they sacked the band. And then one day, Matt comes back in humbling with his little guitar and said to the minister, would you mind if I played you a song as a sacked employee? And the pastor said, yes, because they were mates. And he played him that song we just sang that has absolutely helped the world come from that place. And when I heard that song, every church has an English person in it, yes, or someone who lived in England at one stage. And I went to that person in my church and I said, who's this Matt Redman and Soul Survivor group? And they said, get with it. So when the dinosaurs roamed 25 years ago, the internet had just started, and typed it in, and there was this conference going on in England. Flew over with a team to see them and what it was all about, and asked them, would you bring that kind of heart back over to here? And they said yes. And so for the last 25 years, it's been 24 years, it's been an absolute privilege to help young people, whether it was at St. Ives Showground when it first started and up here on the Central Coast, or whether it's been at Coffs Harbour or Canberra or in Dubbo or Forbes. You've been to Forbes? No. Over the 24 years, young people have been serving and singing or led by His Spirit to help someone else find out about this love of Jesus, because that's all I've got time here to do, isn't it? But filled up with Him, not running dry on Him, but filled up with Him to help someone else find this love and this joy that Jesus brings. So it's been an absolute joy to do that. And the three words that are up on the screen, that if I had 3 seconds with you to explain who we are, it's this: Word, Spirit, and Action. In the old days, some people would say, are you a word Christian? Are you like from a word church? Is your church all about the word? And they're kind of an angry mob in my day, that group. And then I'd meet the other group that were normally up at Byron Bay. And are you like the spirit group? Are you like the spirit church? And I was like, oh man, I didn't know this existed. And then later on, there would be the action-orientated church. You know, they were very angry because just nothing was going well in life. And so that's why they just do a lot of action. And I'm saying that a little bit cheekily. But I didn't know it was possible that you could have all those three angry camps together to make a happy camp where it could be about Jesus, the Word. Jesus, who is the Word. And absolutely with His scriptures, we lift that high. But it's about meeting Jesus and having this, I know I'm speaking your language, meeting Jesus. And then I didn't know about the Holy Spirit for ages until I was like 19. And I was an Anglican minister's kid. But I hadn't heard about the Holy Spirit to 19. And then I hear about Him and I thought He was really weird at the beginning, because the spirit group were really weird. I mean, they were so joyful. It was so un-Australian. Yes? And but then I found out he wasn't that weird. He's really amazing. And I might feel weird being enthusiastic for him. And then I didn't know that if you're in love with Jesus and led by the Spirit, that you would want to go out and do his actions. But for the last 24 years, we've been trying to help these three camps love one another and get on with it while we've got time. And so that brings me to today's scripture to encourage you briefly in the time that I've got left before we have this wonderful, exciting dedication, yes? Oh, come on. I mean, excellent. All right, what I want to encourage us on this morning before is this scripture from Ephesians 5 verse 1. What does it say? We read together, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." We have a calling on our lives, Coast Community, as you know. We have a calling on our lives as dearly loved kids. How loved? Like, pretty, you're happy to be loved?
Yes.
And it's all right. I'm not being rude. I know as Aussies, it's the Barbie. It's like, "Hey, you're good, thanks, mate. You're good." And like, and you're good, but you don't. You just say it like that. Yes. Yeah. So all right. We're all fine. Yes.
Oh yeah, fine.
We know as Coast Community that we are dearly loved. I don't need anyone's approval. No one's. I've already got it. God's given me it. That'll do. And with that absolute drenching of that, and that's why we have retreats and time out and time with God to make sure that's happening, in that we then can follow the example of God, which was not to build a theological college until heaven comes. The aim of being a Christian is not to just get to know as much as you can about Jesus before your time is up. The aim of being a follower of Jesus is to follow his example. And yes, Jesus gets up early in the morning before his phone goes off to spend time with his Father. We practiced that. No, we didn't. Anyone else getting a little bit interrupted with Jesus? You might have to get up a bit earlier. You might have to throw it in the bin, but you won't. Jesus needed to spend that time with his Father before he just gave himself up as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to his Father. Sold? This is really hard. Just to have a super quick moment to remember, this is hard to give yourself up to serve other people. But this is what Jesus is like. This week, you're going to walk with people, either in a physical way from one classroom to the other, up the hill to the oval and back, aren't you? Okay. You're going to call people this week. You're going to say hi to your neighbor. No, I'm not. This week, today, you're going to be with people. So here's my one encouragement for you today as we're coming into finish. Follow God's example so as you're walking, as you're talking, as you're living, try and give yourself up and do something for them that they would say, "That was nice." What would it be? What could that be? Well, if I was walking up to the top of the oval with a mate, I would probably say to him, "Hey, pretty good goal you scored today in soccer," or "Pretty good, nice that you passed to the other person in netball." Guys, I'm trying to find something. You please fill in the blanks. What would be a blessing to your neighbour today? To go to their driveway and clean it up. I don't know what it would be. But like you, this week we're all going to walk with people. We're going to walk alongside people. So let's do it with God's example in mind. Being led by the Spirit to do normal, mundane things, but with hope and joy in our hearts. As dearly, what, kids? Now, if you need a bit more time on the loved, get up early, put on some Jesus Loves You music. I'm not being silly. Listen to music, read His Word, watch a talk. I don't know what you've got to do, but do it so that you can walk out like that, so that while we have time, someone else in this community this week, someone else in this community this week will experience God's example through His Son Jesus. You haven't got to be loud. Hallelujah. You don't need a microphone. It's just you, God's Spirit in you, helping you to be like His Son to someone else, brings the renewal of God to them. Amen. It's super possible. Teenagers can do this. So can old people. Yes? I say a prayer. God, we hear in Your Word and we hear an example that You gave Yourself up for us. We're aware this week we're going to do it again. But I wonder, Lord God, if what our prayer is this morning, help us to do this as dearly loved by You. And help us to know that this isn't easy, this is hard, but it's good. And You've got this calling on our life. We believe You can do it. We believe You will do it. And we commit each other in Jesus' name for Your glory. Amen. Amen.